Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Athletic.
Hi Reds, James Pearce here, just finishing up at Anfield where it finished Liverpool 1, Manchester City 1. Coming up, we'll bring you all the post-match reaction that you need from Anfield. We'll hear the best bits from Jurgen Klopp's press conference and my colleague Andy Jones will drop by to give us their take on proceedings this afternoon.
The final Klopp-Guardiola handshake and embrace signifies a truce. Nothing between them. How we will miss their compelling shared narrative.
So it's all over here at Anfield where it finished Liverpool 1, Manchester City 1, a game that had been built up all week as potentially defining in terms of the Premier League title race, ultimately didn't decide anything. A point apiece, Arsenal stay top on goal difference from Liverpool, City a point further back, 10 games to go. It really is all set up to be an incredible finale to Jurgen Klopp's final season at the helm here. It really was an exhausting, draining, exhilarating contest just to watch. God knows what it was like to actually be involved in. I think real mixed emotions for Liverpool. I think ultimately it's pride, really, that with the players that Liverpool have missing today. You know, when you think they started the game with four of their first choice back five not involved, and obviously Salah only fit enough for bench duty, and of course we know how much, you know, they miss others like Jota, and you know, of course, no Alexander-Arnold. Kanate picking up that muscle issue in midweek against Sparta Prague as well. So, you know, with the absentees, I think pride has to shine through today. A bit of frustration as well, because I think everyone connected with Liverpool will know that was an opportunity missed, especially, you know, when you reflect back on that second half performance. And as good as it was, you know, it's very rare to see Guardiola's City, you know, really rocked in the way they were in that second half and on the back foot and making so many mistakes. You know, it was wave after wave, but Liverpool weren't able to make that pressure count. So yeah, it feels like a bit of an opportunity missed, but it would be wrong to criticise. And, you know, McAllister's penalty, quite rightly, cancelling out Stones' opener from the first half. Liverpool will think back to those Diaz missed chances. Of course, Doku hit the post. You know, City could have nicked it on the counter themselves. But, you know, a big, big talking point right at the death. 99 minutes on the clock. Doku's high boot on McAllister. As soon as I saw the replay, I thought, it's a clear penalty. You know, I thought VAR Stuart Atwell was... I thought surely he sends Michael Oliver to the screen. But inexplicably, Atwell decides that that's not a clear and obvious error. There's no review of it in terms of Oliver looking at the monitor. And of course, the final whistle goes just seconds later. And it was dangerous from Doku. And, you know, it's one of those ridiculous things, isn't it, where people say, oh, well, anywhere else on the pitch, you give a free kick. Well, why should it be any different in the box? You know, it was reckless. It was dangerous. And he caught McAllister with his studs. So, that's tough to take. Of course, you know, it comes a week after there was a lot of talk about, you know, Liverpool getting a big refereeing decision going in their favour with the drop ball at Forest. But, you know, that one hurts today. Just like, you know, you think of the Odegaard handball when Arsenal came here, and you think about the Diaz disallowed goal at Tottenham earlier on in the season. So there's been some big ones that have certainly gone against Liverpool in this title race. But Klopp very bullish afterwards, and rightly so, because you know, City still haven't won at Anfield in front of supporters since 2003, and Liverpool's 13-month unbeaten home run goes on. It was a frenetic start, which, you know, City started the brighter, undoubtedly so. You know, De Bruyne forcing a save from Kelleher. There was too much space, really. Foden and De Bruyne are able to cause Liverpool problems, and it was a sloppy goal to concede the opener. You know, De Bruyne's corner fired in, Stones unmarked, only a couple of yards out to turn it home. Some complaints about McAllister being blocked off by Aki, but McAllister really needed to be goal side. And yeah, it was just a lapse in concentration and organisation from Liverpool, really, because frustrating, because City can hurt you in so many different ways. And to concede a goal like that from a set piece was, you know, tough to take. But, you know, Anfield really responded to that setback in terms of the decibel levels were cranked up, the inspired Klopp's depleted side, and you've got to give huge credit to the players, because, you know, they put that behind them. You know, Szoboszlai went close with a header from Elliott's cross, probably should have done that better before the break. But the second half was, it really was, you know, special in terms of how Liverpool cranked things up, in terms of the tempo and the intensity. And, you know, they got the dream start to the second half, really, when Ake left the back pass short. Credit to Nunes, you know, not his best day today. I think he was caught offside five times in the first half, but so alert to pounce on that poor back pass. And Edison just reckless in terms of bringing Nunes down, and McAllister holding his nerve to tuck away the penalty. And obviously Edison going off shortly after that, he'd hurt himself with the challenge on Nunes. And Ortega, once he came on, was much the busier of the two keepers. And it helped Liverpool in terms of maintaining that momentum with Salah and Robertson on for Szoboszlai and Bradley. And you know, massive credit as well today to Gerald Kwanzaa. I thought, you know, it was a big show of faith from Klopp throwing him into a game of this magnitude. And he was quite immense alongside Van Dijk, who produced a real captain's performance. So, I think Liverpool will certainly reflect on that. The best chance for Diaz was the one when Salah released him, threw on goal. He got his finish horribly wrong, sticking it wide. There was another one when Diaz took too long to get the shot away and Walker was able to get back and take it off his toe. You know, you had McAllister forcing a decent save as well. Nunes also going close. And it was, you know, there were a few heart-stopping moments at the other end. Of course, Kelleher's punch hitting Foden and the ball rebounded onto the bar. And then, you know, there was that Doku chance that came back off the post and into the grateful arms of Kelleher. But, you know, Liverpool, in terms of kind of, you know, you felt if there was going to be a late goal, it was going to go to Liverpool. And, you know, who knows? But for that pretty inexplicable decision, first for Michael Oliver in terms of missing the high boot and then Atwell not giving the penalty, you know, we would be reflecting on, you know, a win that would have put Liverpool really in the box seat to go on and win the title. But, you know, a draw isn't a bad result. You know, we know that, you know, City obviously face Arsenal at the end of this month. If Liverpool and City go on and win the rest of their games, you know, 10 games to go, then Liverpool will be crowned champions. That's the simple statistic at the minute. So Liverpool just need to keep on taking care of their own business. And yeah, I think in the circumstances, when you can consider the players missing, to perform like that, yes, a bit galling not to come away with maximum points, but, you know, a huge amount of positives for Klopp to reflect on. So first up, in his press conference, Jurgen Klopp was asked whether having sat through a game that good, whether it makes it even harder for him to walk away from Liverpool at the end of this season.
No. I saw, obviously, especially in the stadium, a lot of incredible football games, nothing to do with my decision. I didn't explain it well enough so far, so maybe at one point I will try it again, but not today. So these games, good games, great games, fantastic football games. I said not to everybody, I met my missus already directly after the game and she was completely buzzing. So it must be good fun to watch it from the stands as well. So that's why I'm not sure if I really will miss something when I'm allowed to watch football games. So, and nobody told me yet that I have to be a manager to do that, so all good. But it was a good game. I know. I like where you're coming from.
Well, next up, Klopp was asked about that penalty appeal right at the death when Doku caught McAllister with a high boot in the penalty box. Liverpool absolutely fuming that no penalty was awarded, and Klopp continued his protest to Michael Oliver shortly after the final whistle.
Yeah. But whatever I say now, I will not change that. So obviously, but I just, and I tried to explain it to a colleague of yours, and she said, yeah, but because the high bar, they said, with the VAR and stuff like this, he was not surprised that it's not a penalty. So there's always an explanation. The only thing is, I would now think that in this room, everybody thinks, yeah, if he whistles a penalty, that would have been not a scandal. Let me say it like that. He hits him on the chest. Does he touch the ball before? Yes. Does that make any difference on any position of the pitch if your leg is that high? You can kick the ball before, and after that, the foot is here, and you go off. It's not a red card, obviously, but this is a clear foul. So, but I had to speak so often about it, and I don't. I really don't care. I'm already over it. It's absolutely fine. I would love to get it, yeah. But nothing what I say, at least I learned that, will change that. And so I would have loved to use one of the massive chances we created. Yes, we were lucky when Doku hit the post, but we played an exceptional football game. And for us, besides the result, the most important information is we are right there. So we go the distance. Let's see what we get for it. But the boys fought so hard for absolutely everything to be there. So obviously Arsenal in a moment is firing on all cylinders. Last night, yes, was a bit late, but I'm still playing an incredible game. City is City. And so for us, it's probably a little bit like, how did we get through all that, that we're still there? It's a bit crazy, like all these games we had with the squad situation we had. And today, I saw the best, he said 8 minutes extra, so the best 53 minutes we had against Manchester City. It was exceptional how we played. And that's important as well, that we learned that about ourselves, that we can do that. And now we, let's keep going.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Walk On, your dedicated Liverpool podcast from The Athletic.
Well, next, Klopp was asked about whether he felt, you know, frustrated in a sense of injustice, the fact that Liverpool didn't come away with a victory today.
We are used to that. They all are. Look, I years ago, we had a situation playing against City, a halfway line, and I love Vinny Kompany, a halfway line, counter-attack, Musa pass Vinny Kompany, Vinny knocks him down, clear red card, not given. At the end of the season, I don't even know which season it was, but we don't become champion for a point or whatever. And these high-intense games against 10 men, would have loved to see it. If I mentioned what I do now, and I couldn't care less what people think, to be honest, that's at least a good thing about leaving after the season. If I mention it today, then people say, yeah, but there were other things, situations, there were this and that. Yeah, it's true. But just imagine that would be all right. Just imagine a crazy situation where we are all right. You just have all made the right decision. But now we are constantly discussing about something where why would the guy in this video ask you just think, I think that's not clear and obvious. What must you have for lunch if you think that's not clear and obvious? So, and that's just, but I'm really, I'm not angry or whatever. It's just the situation, but it's fine. I'm so happy about the way we played today. So the result is only one thing. And if we win this game today, then what are we then? 4 points in front of City or whatever? This is not a distance where you should just fall asleep. And maybe 2 points ahead of Arsenal. Yeah, but the way they play, they will not stop. So nothing to do. For us, it's important that after all the different ways we found, not always great performance, just highest intense fights to get a result like Nottingham or whatever, that we can play like this as well. That's the information we need, that we can create something like this today. And our injury situation is still awful. There are not many players not available. It's crazy. And they were today all in. I would say you can play that game with only the players who are not available today, so that would have been a good one as well. So that's it. For once, I'm not moaning. I mention it.
Well, next, the conversation turned to the title race. Of course, Arsenal now leading the way on goal difference from Liverpool, with City a point further back. 10 games to go. It really is set up magnificently. And Klopp was asked how he sees that race for glory.
I don't think I've ever been involved in a title race with three teams. Germany was usually Bayern, but in the 1 year we became champion, it was Leverkusen. And here was only one team who became champion. Usually we step one time in between. I don't think it was the third team around. No, I don't think so. So I don't know. I literally don't know if it changed something. How many games do we have to play? Ten. Yeah. So obviously nothing is decided, blah, blah, blah. We have to play. There's plenty of games. Next one is in the league is, I think, Brighton at home. Traditionally, it's not our favorite opponent. So it's not that we think, oh, thank God, Brighton. So they play really good football, and it's for us a tough game. At one point, we play Tottenham here. We have to go to Aston Villa, stuff like this. City plays Arsenal, wherever. Play probably Tottenham as well, and Aston Villa. So, puff, so many teams are fighting, so much quality. The only thing I need for the moment, besides I would prefer to have 30 points between us and all the other teams, but the realistic thing is, are we really in that race from a performance point of view? And today, I saw a team who is in the right position, and now let's see what we can make of it.
Well, next up, Klopp was asked whether the fact that they keep on being able to handle these setbacks and being depleted by injuries, and you know, other players keep on stepping up and delivering to help maintain momentum. He was asked whether that really gives him the belief that they can really last the distance in this title race.
Today it's like, and I love that all the stories we created, like with the kids and stuff, are wonderful. Wonderful. Couldn't be happy about that. But of course, we fight for the biggest prize in football. So you should have today. We stand there, and if one of our Ibu Konate is out, we start all three others, our other center halves. If one goes down, we play in the next 6 days two games with two center halves, which play all the time. So that's all these kind of things are really tricky. But we came through it, and that's why I said we played really good football in that time, and we were lucky in moments, winning late, stuff like this, fighting hard. 99th minute, 118th minute, stuff like this. That's all normal. We don't take that for granted. But today the performance was really like, oops, one or two players back. We can change like we changed. Oh, yeah, that is cool. And that's why I'm really happy about that today. What that means for the next game, I have no idea. And I don't even know a little bit about the situation, if anybody feels more than tired. I didn't ask yet. But it's just a good information for me that we can play like that, I'm really happy with that. And now let's see what we can do from here.
Of course, there was no Ibrahima Konate today. No surprise there after he limped off against Sparta Prague in midweek. I know at the time Klopp said that was purely precautionary, but of course, with his history of muscle problems, Liverpool were never going to take a risk with him today. So Klopp was asked when we could expect to see Konate back in action.
Ibu has a chance for United. A good chance.
Well, there was a really warm exchange, a handshake, a hug, and a chat between the two managers after the final whistle. Of course, it could be the final instalment of this remarkable rivalry between Klopp and Guardiola, and he was asked about that conversation and what was said between him and the City boss after the game.
At first of all, it was just private, even when it's in a football stadium, and nothing what will change the world. That we both respect each other a lot, and probably after the career we'll become somehow friends. He's a golfer, I'm not a golfer, I play paddle, but he's Spanish, he might play paddle as well, so who knows, there will be something. If we meet, we will have great talks about sensational football games and incredible stuff, but that's not, we said that enough, and I think it's really obvious as well. We respect this other a lot, but the words we speak to each other so far.
And finally, of course, there's been so many memorable contests between Klopp's Liverpool and Guardiola's City over the course of this Premier League era. And Klopp, finally in his press conference, was asked just how highly he rated the quality of that contest today.
On the scale I rate football games, there is no higher scale than playing the best football you can play against Man City, causing City the problems we caused them today. I was not here in the press conference, but probably Pep saw it as well, that this was a different game to other games we played against them. Very often we won, it was counter-attack, quick rebound, like quick thinking, shots from distance. How we played through that midfield today, it was like, some of the best moments of my coaching career, to be honest, that we are able to do that against them. And you see a situation, and then a situation where nothing to do with football, but you see Luis Diaz against Walker, who is officially the fastest in the Premier League. Didn't they say that? The only reason, whatever. And Rodri. And he gets out of that. It's absolutely incredible. So, like, the boys really wanted it. Really good performance. Massive heart. Sensational atmosphere. 1 point. Let's keep going.
For the latest subscription offers, head to theathletic.com/LiverpoolPod.
All right, Reds, Andy here, back from the cacophony of noise that was Anfield this afternoon as Liverpool drew 1-1 with Manchester City. And, you know, it was just a, you know, incredible game of football, incredible game to watch, to be there, to live through it, you know, from start to finish, really. A game that, you know, had plenty of momentum shifts, and Liverpool could have won it, probably should have won it, but equally could have lost it. So I think, you know, all things considered, most would have taken a draw before kickoff, because it, you know, it keeps Liverpool ahead of Manchester City, and, you know, keeps the momentum going. But yeah, it was you knew the atmosphere was going to be special today. You know, it was raw. It was angry at times. It was just so full of emotion. You know, a rabid pack of wolves, if you like, at times with refereeing decisions, and just, you know, I think the best atmospheres are sometimes not defined by songs, and it certainly can be, but when it's just a pure roar of emotion, and, you know, everyone just letting out the feelings, and, you know, that's what it was. And it was a slow build because City started well, and then, you know, as Liverpool grew into it, the crowd and the atmosphere grew as well. And, you know, at that peak on about 60, when, you know, Liverpool have those two big chances, I think that was just a wall of noise. I think Guardiola's described it as a tsunami, and it's difficult to disagree, because City looked discombobulated and didn't quite know where they were, and Liverpool had them on the ropes. And, you know, unfortunately, Luis Diaz might be having a few nightmares for a few days, for a few weeks, maybe a few months, if it comes down to the finest of margins at the end of the season, Liverpool aren't on the right side of them, because his two chances during that period of the game felt defining, and from that, Manchester City were then able to seize a bit more control of the game in the closing stage, is something that they hadn't had and hadn't been able to afford for most of it. And I think Klopp described Liverpool's second half performance as, you know, the best they'd ever played against Manchester City, and it felt like that. And, you know, it was just everything was there. It was just missing the goal. You know, the crowd were there, the press was there, the quality up until the box was there. You know, it was just one of those occasions that, you know, resembled one of those great Champions League nights that everyone talks about, and it had that feeling to it. You know, the whistles and the boos whenever Manchester City were on the ball, and, you know, just as I said, that roar of willing the players in the red shirts to make the difference, and you know, to try and give them that boost, to give them the extra yard. And, I think they all rose to it as well. There was no one who shrunk in that atmosphere. As I say, one of those afternoons that you remember, and you know, you wished it. You do wish, in hindsight, that it, you know, it would have been crowned with a victory, and that would have put it right up there. But I think it was up there anyway, because as I say, you know, the first time, the first time where the ground's been full and new stand's been pretty much in full effect, and just the additional noise that brings as well is all you can ask for. And you know, a special game, a special atmosphere, and you know, Liverpool only come out of it with a point, but it's a good point and a positive point, I think. And you know, they just got to keep going on. Another game ticked off, another game that had elements of peril at times, but they've come through another challenge. Again, we're unfortunate with VAR, two big penalty incidents now, which may define the two big home games Liverpool have had this season. But you know, ultimately, it was just a pleasure to be there and a pleasure to be part of it. And you know, long mate, Klopp's not got many games left, but I think, you know, at Anfield, and I think he's enjoying every single moment of it, because you know, that was a game to enjoy this afternoon.
So that's it for me here at Anfield. For plenty more match reaction and analysis, check out The Athletic. I'll be back along with Tony Evans and the rest of the team for Wednesday's Walk On podcast. Thanks for joining me, and I'll catch you then.
The Athletic.